With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, this is William Ramsey. Welcome to William Ramsey Investigates. On today's show, I have a slideshow. I'm going to read a lot of the information in these slides into the record. It's an audio show. It's a very disturbing show, and it's very depressing, so... Wouldn't listen to this with people who are sensitive. Or we're going to talk about the jab. I'm going to talk about the jab. And that it's a bioweapon. And the prognosis for humanity is grim. I do think that this is going to be incredible. I did go through a Zogby poll. He pulled, I think, 500 people, and 15% were injured. So if you extrapolate that 15% through the American public, tens of millions of people in the United States were injured by the shots, and they're not effective, by the way. They're not safe or effective. They were propagandized as that for years. There's a lot going on, a lot in the background, too, a lot about Fauci. So I'm going to talk about an article I saw about the myth of the blind watchmaker. And I think it's interesting because it goes into this virus that I think existed. I don't think it's a fake. I do think that there was a SARS-CoV virus that was very easily transmissible. But I think this article says a lot about it. And then I'm going to read some stuff. There's a couple things. Really kind of what set me off down this road was a podcast by Charlie Robinson called Macroaggressions. But the particular one is Where Have All the People Gone? And he goes into the potential. I don't know if it would be true, but how many people have taken the shots and the potential of how many people may not make it. And there's many stories of families being now being wiped out. It's not being covered by the media, of course, the corporate media. So you're really in kind of like a beyond fascist state. It's worse than fascism. You're really in a corporate death state. And you should be terrified to watch TV, honestly, or even late night comedy. It's not comedy. Anything coming through the TV is deceiving you, so unfortunately. So I borrowed this line from Shakespeare. Hell is empty and the devils are all here. The devils are all here. I'm just going to go through some of these slides. So anyway, it was Charlie Robinson, Macroaggressions. Really great podcast. He does a lot of superb research, and I've been kind of going through it within the last couple of months. But I'll include a link to the particular show that I'm talking about for all the people. And then I found a couple sites, react19.org, which talks about all the people who have been injured, vaccine damaged, or shot damaged, really. And also very recent group on Facebook that's grown to over 250,000 subscribers. I'm surprised it hasn't been censored yet, but it's called Died Suddenly News. And I'm going to read some of the screenshots from that into the record as well. So at least it'll be out there. It'll probably be censored soon enough. They use the term carrot in as a euphemism for the shot. And I'm going to try to fight the information. Really, you're in a kind of the most hardcore information war of your lifetime. And all these terms have been used. They probably all have been vetted, tested in focus groups to see the best thing. So mandates, vaccine, no coercion, safe and effective. These have all been probably tested and been made, ascertained by the people who put this product out that these are the best kind of terms to use to deceive and lie to the people. So this video probably won't stay on YouTube. I'll probably take it right off. But These are all my screenshots. So anyway, here's a picture. If you're watching on YouTube, this is where did all the people go. And worse than a worst of your horror show, if you listen to that, actually. It's probably the distillation of all the horror shows ever made in the world. But like I said, React 19, so people who have had the vaccine, had the shot, I mean, there are, I'm not going to wait till the end to talk about what you should do. I highly recommend people go to a certain website called the FLCCC Alliance and look at their post-vaccine treatment protocol. It involves intermittent fasting, so it's autophagy, which is cellular death. So you want to go into intermittent fasting where you only eat 10 hours a day, or probably even more if you can stand it. And they advocate a very long regimen of ivermectin, 4 to 6 weeks. So I would highly recommend that. You can follow all these things. They give a lot of good advice, a lot of vitamin C, but a lot of resveratrol. You can find that in red wine. My understanding is alcohol breaks down the graphene oxide that's in these shots and also in other products. They're poisoning the products too. So it's not just this evil shot that they put out, these monsters put out. These are monsters. You literally share a country with literal devils, monsters, evil, very, very, very evil people. Most evil people since World War II, no doubt. So this is an example of how fast this website grew. This is called Died Suddenly News. So September 1st, 129. And then today, September 16th, 277. Vitamin C is amazing. Linus Pauling, too, I think Nobel Prizes. He advocated vitamin C, large doses of vitamin C just for health. So highly recommend that. So here's the FLCC I just mentioned. You can go see this. This is a lot of doctors you might have seen out there in the alternate media are involved in this. And let's just go through all the lies. They lied that it couldn't come from the Wuhan lab. Correct. They lied about lockdown stopping the spread. Pretty much correct. They lied about masks. No doubt that's a lie. They lied about the science, 6-foot separation rule. They made it up. They've admitted that they made it up. I think it was Redmond or something admitted they just made it up on the fly. They lied about closing schools to benefit children and teachers. Yes, they lied patients and nurses. No doubt that was a lie. They lied about hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin were dangerous. That is a vicious lie that led to many, many deaths and misery. People are monsters. Natural immunity wasn't effective. No doubt they avoided that. So they really restructured this whole pandemic. If you had somebody who was actually working in the best interest of the people, it would have played out totally different. They would have recommended ivermectin. Actually, they did have somebody. There's a doctor who talks about a guy, he wrote a book about it, or at least a paper, on somebody in India who was like an anti-corruption politician, and they immediately applied ivermectin, and they had very, very low death rates, and they don't have this long COVID and all this stuff. And we're going to go into some people who have looked at this virus and the AIDS inserts that are in there. So vitamins and supplements wouldn't boost immunity, a lie. Bar speech is dangerous, lie. Close small business and grow big businesses. Yeah, they did that. They definitely did that. At least not so much in Florida. DeSantis actually made some good decisions against these monsters that are in D.C. Remdesivir. So I know two people whose family members have died when they were provided with remdesivir. One is Alex Stein, primetime Alex Stein, conspiracy casual. The other is Don Jeffries' brother, was given remdesivir and probably led to his death. There is a lawsuit in California now. It's the beginning of a lawsuit, so people are actually going to go through the courts, and you're going to see this go through the courts for years, exactly what's going to go on. So then I just found out, I didn't know this, I'd heard kind of in my, kind of the alternate Christian community, I'd heard that Rob Skiba had passed away from COVID, and I only recently, just I think it was off Facebook, I found out that that wasn't the case, that he was actually in Plano, Texas, and given these horrible protocols. I don't know the details of it yet. I'm trying to get some information on it. But according to his family, his son and his wife, he was murdered by these hospital protocols that happened. So there's just incredible evil that took place. Like this event gave the opportunity to greedy, murderous monsters to make horrible, evil decisions. They lied about the fundamental definition. Yes, jab. Yes, jabs in your arm. Yes, it does. The whole spike protein goes through your whole body, goes to your reproductive organs. It goes everywhere. They lied about that. They lied about herd immunity. Yes, right now, there's been very quality tests that 99% of the population is seropositive. What that means is that 99 out of 100 people have been exposed to COVID-19 or what they called COVID-19. So nobody needs a jab. Nobody needs a jab. Kids don't need it. They're pushing it on TV. If you're on TV, these monsters are pushing this, but nobody needs a jab. And you probably should just have some ivermectin on hand. I took ivermectin twice. Came out fine. I should be on the ivermectin protocol. Not I think that I should just take it for 6 weeks. They tried to hide the jab trial data for 75 years. Yes, they did. It was released because of a courageous judge in Texas. And there's actually lawsuits going on in, I think it's either Missouri, that they're getting information to that people were trying to avoid. One of them involves a very important researcher, Naomi Wolf. I'll talk about her later. But I recommend you looking at her. She kind of takes a kind of a female's view of what's going on. I think she does great work. She's very, very intelligent. They lied about our government wasn't behind censoring. They're totally behind censorship. So your government, that's the whole fascist death state. This isn't kind of the censorship where they just want something to protect themselves from political things like Hunter Biden's laptop. This is the kind of censorship where if you don't get the accurate information, you die. Your family dies. Your children die. So this is something at a much, much higher level. You really have to parse through what the real censorship of what's going on. The jab series of adverse effects, damage immunity. Yeah, you take three or four of these, you probably have AIDS of some form, some type of acquired immune death syndrome, something really bad. Children don't need the jab at all. These people are monsters, and I'm going to show you even more stuff like this. These are hell is empty. The devils are all here. This is a recent piece of propaganda from the Wall Street Journal. I think I took a screenshot of this like 1 or 2 days ago. First COVID vaccines became available almost 2 years ago. Some are getting their first shots now. Quote, to tell you the truth, I kind of felt stupid that I waited so long, unquote. It's just incredible. These are probably all paid for. These aren't probably even all real journalism. They're probably paid spots or something like that from one of the pharma companies, probably Pfizer, that they never disclose. And it's a travesty of actual real journalism. Let's see. This is another monster. This is an evil person. The director of the CDC acknowledged publicly for the first time the agency gave false information about its COVID-19 vaccine safety monitoring. If there's even any real monitoring or any real facts, you're never going to get any real facts about what happened over the last 2 or 3 years from anybody in DC. I'll repeat that again. You will never get any of the real facts of what happened over the last 2 or 3 years from anybody in DC. What's really going to happen is the state attorney generals are going to be getting the information, and that's where it's going to come out. And it's really going to be a state issue right now. I think that the less corrupt states will probably be the ones getting all this information together. That's very important that these devils are up to. Fauci's emails and things like that he has to turn over. Because Fauci's very much involved in this. He very much structured this. Very much promoted remdesivir, which they knew from trials was like lethal. Like I think they had 50% death supported by Gates. I can play some videos. This would probably be a two-part. I probably could just talk for 4 or 5 hours about this, watching these guys. Because Gates was very much involved in a lot of these vaccines and big pharma pills and making money. And he bragged in like a couple of his interviews about his return on investment. Invested, $10 billion, and I made, 10 times that money back. So this is a monster here. This is an evil monster. She's demonic. CDC admits falsely claimed it was monitoring vaccine safety. So it wasn't monitoring vaccine safety, but they won't release the data. So you pay taxes, I guess, to have this person. And nobody in the legal community, not the loser who's the AG now, not the DOJ. I wouldn't even call it the whatever these lawyers are doing. I don't know what they're doing, but you would think that this would immediately create an investigation. So you're not even represented. The American people aren't represented. It's taxation without misrepresentation. I wish it was otherwise. This is recent too. Danish health authority said nobody under 50 should get a vaccine or get one of these shots. So somebody who actually cares about their people put that out. And then there was a Harvard and Johns Hopkins found COVID-19. They shouldn't even call it that. COVID-19 shots 98 times worse than the virus. Another really good researcher is Steve Kirsch. If you haven't heard his name, check that out. So Naomi Wolf, Steve Kirsch, Dr. McCullough, who is an epidemiologist. So he's a specific type of doctor who does this, pandemic research. So he knows what's going on. So at this point, the data's out. We know these shots are hurting people. And the government and these people are still putting forward, and there's no legal involvement. It should terrify the average person. Literally should send chills down your spine. Get off your TV. Stop watching TV. Okay, there's one of the slides. Did they just kick me off of this? And then there's the whole thing that there might be, these shots might be specifically being sent out, the really toxic ones, in batches to certain states. We don't really know that at this point. I don't know how authoritative some of this data is, but...
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I do know that there, I think it was the Fulmich investigation, Reiner Fulmich, Fulmich from Germany found that certain shots are definitely like certain batches. So if you took the shot, you can check your batch and check its lethality because they're definitely, and that shows intentionality of difference. There should be equal results or responses throughout all of the different batches, which are made in China. So there should be equanimity all the way across the board. There's not, and that is a problem. That should scare you. And actually, you should actually walk it back in your mind, because if people found problems with this shot, what about all the other shots? How many shots are kids taking now? They're mandated 72 or something like that. What's going on with those shots? Imagine if you were a person of evil-minded person and you could literally play global kingpin James Bond villain and figure out who you're sending something to. Oh, yeah, we can send something here. You can send something there. So if somebody pulls out those shots for your child, you should. I never got my kids gave them shots when they were babies. I know it's BS. When they tried to put in a hepatitis B shot, I knew the scam. There was a huge scam because that's only something that can happen. I mean, maybe these people are that freaky, but it's something that's transferred through human to human contact. So maybe they're these doctors. America is infested with very evil people. So I think that'll be the end of it. This is another one. I haven't verified this either. So I don't know about the batches going to different places, but there's in Slovenia, this woman got up and said the batches are have different codes. So there's placebo, there's mRNA, and then there's the mRNA and oncogene, a gene that triggers development of cancer. And you're going to see massive cancer rates within the next couple of years from people who put this thing in their body, among other things. So it's going to be a disaster. And this is something I screenshotted on Twitter, which is obvious propaganda and monstrous propaganda. This person, you can actually go back through her Twitter feed if you can screenshot this, and you can actually, and this is another good site you can check out, Vaccine Truths. But she promotes every big pharma thing with her family and kids. She's obviously a plant. So they're planting this kind of sinister propaganda too. My baby got us. This is the most useless, unnecessary thing. You can only think it's intentional homicide or negligent homicide at this point. If you're thinking, it might be. And there's also something going on, like all these shows have canceled. These artists have canceled their shows this year. There's all these artists. I'll go through the list in a second. So I'll read this. This is the MP for, and there's a lot of Australian stuff here. I've got react19.org is from Australia, and I'll put some links into the testimonies of people who've been injured. And just to let people know, I think it was McCullough who said that he thinks that 200,000 people have died in the U.S. alone from the shot. But that doesn't take into account how many people are injured. Like I said earlier, the Zogby poll indicates that there's many, many more injuries. Theirs doesn't accurately record all the injuries. People have said it's really 1 to 100. There's, for every one in VAERS, there's probably 100 more injuries. But there's also people who have been injured and there's suicides. And you'll see that. So people are going to start killing themselves because they're not getting better, whether it's from long COVID or the vaccine injury or something like that. So you're looking at a human genetic apocalypse. Like was that Chris? My buddy Chris has actually a segment on genetic apocalypse. I'll have to look out to him. But so it's not just the injured, but the some of these people are going to be injured for the rest of their lives. It's a disaster. There's probably some people who wish they were dead. And some children too, which we're going to see. I'll get into that. So, died suddenly. Stephen Andrew, MP for Mirani. According to the latest official data, excess deaths are skyrocketing worldwide, whether it's New Zealand, Australia, Germany, or Netherlands, Scotland, or UK. Excess deaths in 2022 are between 10 to 20% and heading northwards. Australia boasts one of the worst excess deaths rate in the world at 16.6% above the national average. Just for context, actuaries allow 2 to 3% variation for deaths in any given year, so an increase of 16.6% is staggering. The UK's Office of National Statistics recently showed there were 12,333 deaths for the week ending 26th of August 2022, an increase of 15.4%. That's 1,600 excess deaths in 1 week. Alberta, Canada reports the leading cause of death for 2022 in Alberta is not cancer or dementia, but unknown causes. In 2019, there were 500 deaths from unknown causes in Alberta. 2 years later, it's 3,500. Eurostat figures for the EU show similar trends. European countries with the worst excess death rates, including Germany, Estonia, Spain, Portugal. Professor Carl Hennigan, director of the Center for Evidence-Based Medicine at Oxford University, compared the excess death rate from April to August 2022, with the seven-year average revealing a substantial increase in excess deaths everywhere. His figures also show an astounding 28% increase in the number of people dying at home in England and Wales. The professor is calling for a thorough investigation to be carried out on these deaths. Quote, the signals and the data suggest something is not right, he said. Sustained rises in deaths should trigger an investigation. This should involve accessing the raw data on death certificates, medical notes, and analyzing autopsy reports. I feel there's a lack of clear thinking at the moment, but when it comes to people's health and well-being, you can't wait. It's unacceptable, mainstream educator Dr. John Campbell has strongly criticized. All right, so you really need to watch out. Like, they're going to try to rewrite the record and go back and memory hole all this stuff. So you really need to keep videos and anything that you've got, any information, keep it safe, put it on a hard drive. Don't let the government carnivore it. But yeah, Bob Saget, Ray Liotta died in their death. I think Bob Saget probably had one of these fainting episodes and didn't know what happened. And then he got some kind of very heavy brain injury and wouldn't lie down, and that was it. And Ray Liotta too. So it's people, we're going to get into the dropping like flies. It's bad. The whole families are being wiped out as we speak. So this was something I posted, irrefutable proof that mRNA vaccines cause vascular and organ damage. This was a study. I forgot where it was from, but this Facebook censored it. So Facebook is involved in maintaining the slaughter. Very important to remember. I don't know why people don't even know why. Mark Zuckerberg is a monster. I mentioned Naomi Wolf earlier. So she posted something. So today, so this is recent, September 7th, 2022, is the day I found out from my lawyers via the release of documents from Missouri AG Eric Schmidt's lawsuit that it was not just the CDC and Twitter that targeted me by name. It was the White House itself, senior staff at the top of the executive branch of the U.S. government that singled out my speech for reprisals. I got an instant migraine, the migraine of trauma, as my lawyers explained this to me. Learning this is unbelievably terrifying. It's also surreal to be enmeshed thus in negative history. Not that many peaceful, non-criminal American citizens have had to learn that their own White House targeted them for reputational slaughter. The White House singled out in order to punish me for them, my true warnings to a U.S. woman regarding menstrual injuries. So in her book is The Bodies of Others. This has great reviews, sells a lot. I highly recommend that. I need to read it myself. I need to get into these kind of COVID analysis books. And the war against the human, very important. Like this is what's going on. The tsunami is only just beginning. So this is an article that I recommend people check out. It's called The Myth of the Blind Watchmaker. It was put out April 2022, but it comes from a guy by the name of Charles Rixey. He felt obligated to do that. He mentions a lot of names that I've seen around. Luc Montagnier, who passed away. But I'll put a link to this, but he believes there's a virus, but he believes it was all the responses were manipulated. So I'll look at this. I'll read this. The implications are profound and profoundly disturbing. The scale of response to the first draft and live stream has clearly shown me that my intuition about their importance was correct. I published them here now because the evidence has become so overwhelming that I can't in good conscience withhold these conclusions from the public. In short, Dr. Fauci and others knew, based upon the suspicious elements of the SARS-CoV-2 genome, that the virus had almost certainly been manipulated. They knew that such manipulations likely came from pseudovirus and insertion techniques very familiar to U.S. and Chinese viral vaccine and therapeutic MCM programs. They immediately took steps to censor and control public and scientific discussions related to the HIV inserts and FCS, respectively. These actions are more properly viewed as obstruction of justice. Right. It's important terminology. This had major implications for both the early response to the pandemic, FCS, and the long-term impact on global public health, the HIV inserts and long COVID sequelae. Without hesitation, I would testify under oath to the veracity of the evidence in support of these conclusions. They involve implications that are horrific, regardless of which scientist from which country may have been responsible for creating SARS-CoV-2. I propose the list of questions that follows on behalf of the victims of the COVID-19 pandemic who cannot ask themselves. Wilson. I promise you, however, that all of them are waiting to your answer. Semper Fidelis, Charles H. Rixey. So people should check that out. And even Montagnier, I think he said back, he saw something of the virus and said it was put together with the precision of a watchmaker. So he said that before he passed away. Let's see. So I will go through some of these posts. You can go read the post. I would recommend not reading the posts if you want to sleep, because it's a horror show. But this is from Died Suddenly News. Quote, one juice client got through my screening process, drank juice once before conceiving. Other than that one indiscretion, she was supremely healthy, perfect diet and supplements. After the birth, I inspected the placenta and was so horrified that I did not even think to take photos. Hypermineralized, as if she had been eating calcium all day, every day. She was not. tissue was non-pliable, as if it were cooked, and there were heavy cobweb-like formations of a pale, rubbery substance. Never seen anything like it, not sure how babies survived, and I never want to see another one. While I will happily deliver twins, breech babies, and VBACs, I don't know what that is, I will not knowingly take any more juice-drinking clients, too high risk for my tastes. Very alarming.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A friend of mine who's a paramedic sent me this message this morning. One of the strongest voices for the quack among my coworkers just announced, sadly, that his brother died in his sleep at 59. That makes about 20 people in my extended circle who have died or become seriously ill this year, about 7 times more than I know who died of CV. As I said from the release of the quack, I hate to think what 5-year outlook will be with cancer and neuro problems. Next, I'm posting this heartbreaking story on behalf of a friend so that said friend can maintain maximum confidentiality. Quote, I had a student at university who was a model student and showed up to class consistently and turned in all work on time. They were a joy to have in class. They had excellent skills and would have been a wonderful interpreter. However, their life was cut short by the carrot. I was informed by the university that my student passed in their sleep at the age of 19 just yesterday morning. This is not a coincidence. Healthy 19-year-olds don't just die of natural causes. We are just beginning the fall semester, so I'm sure they had a booster before the semester began. And here we are just a few weeks later. Next one. Abnormal placentas. As a previous midwife of 15 years, I've handled hundreds of placentas. These days, I occasionally perform ethical stem cell collections. Delayed cord clamp and stem cells are procured from placental vessels rather than early cord clamping, which involves, quote, stealing from the baby, unquote. Almost 2 weeks ago, I carried out 2 stem cell collections, cord blood, cord tissue, and placenta 24 hours apart. It had been almost a year since the last one. One clinical midwifery competency is the checking and documenting the condition of the placenta and cord. Placental health reflects the health of the neonate. Observations include number of vessels, condition of the membranes, appearance and quality of lobes, and style of insertion of the cord into the placenta. To my utter horror, both placentas were wildly abnormal, and both babies were sent directly to the NICU with critically low APGARs, which is our standardized scoring system to evaluate a neonate's transition to life outside the uterus. Neither placenta showed normal structure and were circumvallate. Both placentas looked like roadkill, macerated, partially gray, grainy texture, were proportionally undersized and disintegrated in a way I have never known possible. Both were velamentous cord insertions. The cord inserts into the edge of the placenta along the chorionic membranes. My scope of practice as an NHS and independent midwife encompassed all socioeconomic categories. However, in all my time, I never saw anything like what I saw 2 weeks ago. I am still shocked. Next. Friend's niece had a baby 3 months ago. Family are all juiced. The doctors don't know what's wrong with the baby. No diagnosis, a lot of unusual medical issues. That bub's had to have CT scans, MRI, spinal taps, x-rays, so many blood tests that they can't find what is wrong. Latest update last night was that the baby has started having seizures. Baby has spent most of its short life in hospital having invasive tests. What a miserable life. Next, my friend had to fly in early as her grandchild was being born. He was stillborn, so she flew in directly to the morgue. Her daughter juiced 2 times. As she goes to clean the baby for the funeral, she sees only 3 toes. Malformation also in the hands, only 3 fingers. So God, in his infinite mercy, spared that baby. The other daughter, same story, pregnant after a few attempts, finally delivered a baby with a rare sickness. Part of his intestines were outside his body. They had to do surgery to fix it, still with problems. I feel sorry for all these people, and I pray that others will understand what using that technology implies. As in the days of Noah, it is just beginning. Wow. This is a nightmare. Next, my daughter's best friend was found unresponsive in April. She was 19 and healthy. She worked at a local hospital where the mandates are in place for employment. When her boyfriend found her, she was with her laptop and had been doing nursing homework. She was brain dead. They couldn't explain why or what happened. It's been 5 months since she passed, and her boyfriend killed himself last night. Indirect victim, but probably felt he couldn't live without her as she died so suddenly and unexpectedly. And now their family and friends are all dealing with his passing as well. And for what? Just heartbreaking. Next. Wasn't sure if I should post this on here. Sometimes I feel like I'm the bad guy connecting the dots. No one else wants to. Number one, my best friend, 38, Bell's palsy. Also, her little guy, 7, complained of pain in his heart. Two, mother, 70, felt 3 carats, fairly healthy woman, still active and working, walks everywhere, got gallbladder infection, and had to have it removed. She hasn't felt healthy in months. Number three, father-in-law, 62, 2 carats. Been having horrible back pain since carat one. Four, mother-in-law, 60, 2 carats. Psoriasis has gotten so bad it was covering half her face at one point. Five, family member, 24, 2 carats. Irregular menstrual cycle. She tried to report it to pharmacy and they turned her away. Not to mention anyone I know that is carotid keeps getting ill repeatedly and has a harder time fighting it off. So much heartache. This is just the beginning, unfortunately. Take care of each other. Next, local upstate New York funeral home. Gentleman is buying a new personal home from local realtor and he's paying all cash, $200,000. Finds out he's a funeral homeowner. Realtor asks bold questions. Have you seen an increase in funerals this year? He says, my business is up 40% this year. Are you seeing a lot of young children and infant deaths? Response, unfortunately, yes. What do you think this is? He said, quote, they are exterminating the people with a carrot and it's getting worse, unquote. Next. First share, I'm glad there's a group to share whatever's really happening. Until it's acknowledged, how will things change? My daughter had the carrot at 10 days old. My perfectly healthy grandson went into full cardiac arrest, lost pulse for 20 minutes. By the grace of God, he was brought back fighting for his life with much suffering for 3 months now. Every test in the world has been done, but there will never be an explanation for why it happened. Every test comes back normal. They say he's a mystery. I don't really believe so. I think we are not looking at the real cause. This baby has a long road ahead, and I blame the corrupt for this. Next. I knew from the beginning something was up. The amount of pushing that was done upon people to take the shot, bribing and promoting and then threatening and taking away people's livelihoods, much like treating the population if, say, we were children. It's a good point. These are not mandates. These are forced. You need to have your job. People need their job. That's where you go after. That's your livelihood. Everybody depends on somebody bringing in money. So the fact that these devils, these monsters went after people's job should say everything to everybody. These are monsters. These are the worst people who have lived since the Nazis. My uncle was the first to pass. He was found passed on his kitchen floor by his girlfriend of 3 months. The small town coroner wanted to do an autopsy, but for some reason, my uncle's body was taken and shipped to the next biggest city an hour or so away. They claimed it must have been a heart attack and left it at that, and they would not do an autopsy. We never got to find out what it was, but he was fit and healthy. He had the first 2 carats and possibly the third. Second was a previous coworker a year after her husband and herself sold their home and moved to their dream house over 400 kilometers away. She found out she had terminal ovarian cancer, lasted about 3 months, double shots. Third was my aunt. She was in remission from cancer. Shortly after her 2 shots, the cancer came back full force. She lasted about 6 months after it came back. The doctor should have never recommended her to get it because she was recovering from cancer and there are no clinical studies of cancer patients. Fourth was a family friend, double, maybe triple shotted. Her cancer came back and spread without her knowing. One night, her spleen ripped open, and she passed within a few hours at the hospital. Fifth is my partner's grandmother, at least double and maybe triple shotted. Only 67, and found out near the end of July, she has cancer all over her body. Now it's just a waiting game on how long she has. This has all happened within 9 months. Next. James, 18 years emergency medical services in New York. People are dropping like flies, and everyone is putting their head in the sand. I have so many stories I don't know where to begin. All ER doctors are forbidden to run D-dimer test on any patient, no exceptions. Ask yourself why. Next. My heart goes out to everyone who's lost people due to this devil's shot. My only daughter had her first 31st March 2021. She never told me she had it because I was dead against it from the start. And besides, we had all the something in December. She never felt well, and she had the second on June 16th. I couldn't believe she had had them, but she didn't tell me she didn't want to risk getting it again. And her GP kept telling her she must have it. She felt ill, like she had the flu. Her legs broke out in sores. And on the morning of the 15th, not quite a month after her second, she was found unresponsive in her bed. She had had a massive heart attack sometime in the night. I've been writing to the coroner, but to no avail. They put her on death certificate, natural causes, possibly brought on by sepsis, which was never mentioned by the pathologist who did her post-mortem. Both myself and her mom, her dad, her brothers, and her two sons and seven grandchildren are devastated. Our lives will never be the same again. These people have a lot to answer for.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Next. Adding a remark for my friend sitting with me reading posts. She is a massage therapist and has many contacts in San Francisco, North Bay area. A fellow massage therapist, MIL, mother-in-law, died after probably two shots. 18 people she knows have died suddenly, 30 and 40-year-olds, all quacked. No one wants to talk about it, so thanks for this forum. A woman of 40, stable, had a seizure meds with uncontrollable seizures since she took the shot. Doctors even told her it was from the shot and not to get any more. Save the children who are pressed to get the shot for school. Thanks for this forum. Gives huge insight. I'm an RN and could see this coming, but wow, here comes the shock. Next, my workplace mandated the shot, so I was against it, but with kids to feed and bills to pay, there you go. You're being forced. It's not a mandate. I felt like I had no choice. I was 34 weeks and 37 weeks pregnant when I got number one and two. My baby stopped moving and my blood pressure rose. I was induced the week after the second. He required CPAP for 10 minutes after birth. He stopped breathing a few hours after birth and has had multiple hospitalizations since birth. He has a collapsed airway and has just recently started having blue spells where he holds his breath and his airways seem to collapse temporarily. Has anyone else experienced this? I have other kids and have not quite experienced something so bad. Please do not bash me. If I could turn back time, I would. Next. I've not had the shot, but this is my experience in a small country town. My 80-year-old neighbor developed shingles after first and is having difficulty walking now. Doctors can't fix it, but gave her a shingles shot, so she's worse now. My local plumber in his 30s developed myocarditis. When I spoke to him, he said he knows three others that also have myocarditis, all in their 30s. A 12-year-old developed myocarditis and had to give up his footy and sport. He has since suicided. Many people here are off sick. This is ongoing. A friend's son got whooping cough. He is 12 and has had it for months. People haven't connected the dots, and it's heartbreaking. I've also copped a lot of shunning and bullying because I chose to trust my instincts from the very beginning. I avoid people now. Next. Hey, everyone. I'm a third-year med student who believes in doing my best to provide the best service I can. I'm summa cum laude. 3.9 GPA at the moment. 2 years ago, I lost a dear friend 1 week after his first shot. He is a retired diesel mechanic that everyone loved and was an active bowler. He taught me how to bowl properly. Thankfully, I had him there the night I scored my best game to date. I've seen so much harm from this carrot that I'm absolutely stunned. There are some of us, both new and experienced practitioners, who are looking for ways to undo the damage these things do. Hang in there, y'all. I know it isn't easy. God be with you all and your loved ones as well. Next, my mom recently went to Downers Grove ER. No shot for her, just a minor issue, but she was shocked to see the ER full of people way younger than her, even younger than me. I'm in my 40s. Like 95% of the people there had chest pain or were unable to walk. Next. The forensics unit vehicle just left my apartment building because another tenant died. That's three people on my floor, and there's only 10 units on this level. They were all older and had three times you-know-whats. But at the beginning of all this, my apartment building lobby was plastered with signs everywhere saying that to social distance, listing Quacker jab locations, even offered free transportation to and from. They put hand sanitizer stations everywhere, locked us out of common areas, reduced the hours of our laundry room. They even reduced the number of times they cleaned the hallways and entrance. They used to come to the building on rent day to collect from those who couldn't get out. My building is mainly elderly and disabled, but they discontinued that, quote, service, unquote. And as I'm typing this, another ambulance just pulled up to my building. I've been living two blocks from the ambulance depot for 7 years now and have never heard as many sirens as I have in the past few months. There's a picture of kind of the increase over at Died Suddenly News. I'll put the link in the show notes. Next. On July 6th, 13-year-old died suddenly in the Italian province of Prato. It was later revealed she had recently been diagnosed with myocarditis. Lorenzo Squillance, a lifeguard at San Benedetto del Tronto in Italy, died suddenly after B began feeling ill on Saturday. On Monday, 2 days after Lorenzo Squillance's death, 13-year-old Moscow girl Ira Solomayan Otnik drowned after suffering a cardiac arrest while swimming. Next. I don't know if it's just me. I would really appreciate if you would write where you are from. I'm thinking it could be of some importance in the long term. I'm from Denmark. I helped save a man which had fallen over. He was lying in a field. He had five blood clots in his heart. I spoke to him afterwards and asked if he had eaten carrots. He had. My friend's mother also has a blood clot in her brain. My friend also had a neighbor, fell on New Year's Eve, died of cardiac arrest. In the same evening, one of her son's friends committed suicide. I have an ex-boyfriend, death from cardiac arrest. His sister won't tell me if he had eaten carrots. He is a nurse. Next. An 18-year-old, beautiful, bright girl I know. Her father is very anti-shot. Her mother gave her two shots. At school, they lined them all up and gave them a shot. So this was her third. She died of a heart attack on the way back to the classroom. Same school, same day, three of them died. I'm heartbroken for her father. She's his only daughter, New Zealand. That story was actually in the news. You can actually Google. Well, I don't know if you could Google. You might be able to DuckDuckGo. Three students die same day, high school, New Zealand. I mean, if these people can't see that there's a problem, they're crazy. Next, my husband passed out while exercising 4 months after his second carrot. Went to the cardio doctor immediately, and they found nothing wrong. Wore a halter monitor for 30 days, still nothing. Said he didn't feel right about not being monitored. They inserted a loop monitor for 24/7 monitoring. 2 weeks later, he passed out again while exercising and couldn't be brought back. Dead at 56 years old. Diagnosed death was tachycardia. I requested the loop monitor readings. I needed to know. The readings were regular and typical exercising heart rhythms up until the minute he died. Flatlined. Nothing. I did CPR till medics arrived. He was just gone. I believed he died from an aneurysm. His eyes became cloudy within minutes of collapse. I regret not having an autopsy done. I miss my love every single day. I begged him not to take the shots. God had warned me in my dreams that he would die. I told him this. I thought I was crazy. He thought he was doing the right thing. He thought he was protecting the elderly around him at work and his father who had a heart transplant. 6 months after my husband's death, his father also died. He was triple vaxxed. He was triple carroted and had had cancers recurring on his head, neck, and face, constantly having them removed just to have another pop up. He ended up dying of leukemia. My entire in-law family is carroted, and they see no correlation between the carrots and their brother's and father's death. I'm beside myself. I miss my husband terribly. I know I did everything within my power to save him, yet he's gone. I'm silently angry and afraid and always will be gone too soon. Next, I live in Essex in England, and sadly, the people I know dying and being affected is growing daily. These are all people I know personally since it started. Granddad, 88, severe body jerks, broken hip, shingles, encephalitis, died. Friend, 48, died in his sleep. Acquaintance, 50s, breathing issues following third, died. Friend, 65, esophageal cancer following third, passed out due to blood clot. Friend, 77, shingles, died suddenly. Acquaintance, 41, died suddenly. Acquaintance, 48, pericarditis. Friend, 50, heart attack. Colleague, 55, skin cancer following third and golf ball-sized tumor on pituitary gland. Colleague, 65, prostate cancer. Friend, 49, lots of gastro problems, awaiting tests and gallbladder removal. Colleague, 68, stomach issues following third and now colitis the diagnosis. Acquaintance, 44, at least, shortness of breath, diabetes, heart issues. Neighbor, 59, breathing issues, ambulance called. Friend, 41, breast cancer. Next. My cousin, late 20s, got it while pregnant. The baby had many deformities, missing mouth, a mouth and arms. She died 2 hours after being born. The baby had so many problems, listed it. It was 2 pages front and back. My grandmother had a stroke after the second one, but everyone thinks it was due to her age. She believes it was from the carrot and now won't get any more. My grandmother's neighbor, a fit woman, went from being active and gardening all day to completely catatonic and bedridden after the first one. I know many people who have terrible heart issues after taking these carrots. Next, my friend just recently passed. He had a stroke and then his brain swelled from blood clots. He was only in his 30s. We used to talk about him getting the carrot. He was concerned about it. I could tell he felt he made a mistake. Now he's gone. Next, a friend of mine, early 40s, generally healthy, works and played golf, etc. Took 2 carrots and one day he called me saying he needs a wheelchair. He couldn't move for about 8 weeks with unbearable sciatic pain. Now he's developed a very odd rabbit-like nose that twitches when he talks. I have aunts and uncles that have all had the carrots plus overdrive and are having various issues from pain and cancers to dying suddenly. Most people have had many carrots and are not showing any symptoms, but I sense that something isn't right with them, and I'm hoping only being a little off as far as they progress. But after reading through your stories, I fear that may not be so. Is there any way of stopping what has begun? Question mark. I would go get the FLCC protocol and get on that if I was a person who took these shots. Next, my daughter's 10th grade history teacher died of cardiac arrest the evening of the first day of the year, age 41. Also, her friend's 12-year-old brother had a heart attack, but luckily survived. Everyone was devastated. He was in the hospital for months. Many clients of mine have shared their stories with me over this past year. Age 30, died suddenly in the garden. Age 64, died suddenly, heart attack. Age 40, died suddenly, heart attack. 2 clients lost use of their legs for 2 weeks. Multiple clients told me they got shingles. Multiple young people I know now have cancer. I've never seen anything like this. God help us. This is, tried to share our story a few times, but it's far too long. My son had 1, 18 days later, 2 seizures, sent home from emergency, no scans. 9 hours later, another seizure back in the A&E, left for 3 hours. On checking his vitals, he had taken his last breath sometimes in the previous 3 hours, 20 minutes alone. He was 41. Next, at church last night, a young lady asked for prayers for her brother, 27 years old, who was just diagnosed with myocarditis. His job required him to take the carrot. They told him all one day to get on a bus that would take him to get their carrot. If they refused, they would be let go on the spot. That's forced. He all got on the bus. Later, he was so upset, wondering why I just did that. 4 weeks later, his symptoms began. Now he's on meds and steroids for myocarditis with no great outlook for recovery. A healthy young man ruined. He doesn't even work for that company anymore. Companies that require carrots should be sued for damages. People, it's just a job. Do not bow down to it. Get another job. It's your life they are taking. Next. April of 2022, my husband was refereeing 13-year-old girls outdoor soccer. One of the girls running out on the field collapsed and said her chest was hurting and she couldn't breathe. She was screaming in pain. There happened to be an EMT there and he came out on the field and checked her. He said she was having a heart attack. Her parents refused to get an ambulance. They took her to the hospital themselves. She didn't show up for any games for a few months. And when she did, she couldn't run on the field. She had to be a goalie. When it happened, the dad was asked if she got the carrot and he got defensive and told everyone it was none of their business. Next, bumped into an old acquaintance in the pub the other day. The subject of the carrots and the carrot-related persecution here in West Australia came up. He told me he had 3 carrots and never felt the same since and was constantly sick with one thing or another. He has 3 adult boys, all in their 20s, all builders, a mandated occupation. 2 of the boys ended up in ER after carrots number 1 with myocarditis. Old mate looked terrible, shell-like, lost his robustness. I spoke frankly with him about my belief that the carrot carnage is a deliberate plan. I expected him to call me names like conspiracy theorist. He didn't. He knew I was correct. The carrot people at this stage are choosing not to see because to see is just too much for them to cope with mentally. This is a small snapshot of one family. There are millions of families going through this same thing. The world will be a very different and empty place in 5 years. Next. I know 26 people who have died suddenly and all carotid. Found out yesterday a young woman suddenly died who has a 5-year-old daughter that goes to school with my sister's boy. Then a husband and wife up the road from us who we've known forever. The wife had all her carrots, as well as the husband, and she had 2 strokes so far. He was diagnosed with sepsis and almost died. Many of my friends and relatives who have the carrots are aging drastically and getting sick all the time. My former boss and a younger cousin of mine suddenly died from heart attacks in their sleep as well the same night. Our local antique shop, 5 of the ladies who have booths there, all who had the carrots, 5 had heart attacks and 3 died in 1 week. Many of my friends who got the carrots have been in emergency more than once and can't figure out why they keep getting sick. Another friend just had blood clots in both of his legs and had stents put in, and doctor says it was caused by smoking. Sure, he has all his carrots. A young nurse died suddenly after her first carrot in the doctor's office from a heart attack in order to keep her job. And no matter how much information you share and tell your friends, they do not believe anything I say. Next, I'd really like to know which countries are being hit hardest. I know 1 death, 1 breast cancer, 1 stroke, and 2 shingles. 1 shingles case has been a flare for 10 months. But compared to other stories, mine are seemingly few in number. I'm in Northeast Pennsylvania. But just my observations of local obits, there doesn't seem to be too many unexplained suddenly young deaths. So many, maybe our area got lucky. But then I look at the Lehigh Valley, and they've had many, to my view. Does anybody have any knowledge as to what countries are taking the biggest hits? Naomi Wolf said certain countries got hit harder than others. And I think some other researchers, it was Stu Peters, said that a guest of his said that Tennessee and Kentucky are very hard hit. So that's just the word I've got right now. And this is just a recent advertisement from the CDC. This is within the last month I screenshotted this. COVID-19 blanks are safe for children aged 6 to 5 years. A new CDC MMRWR finds. Reports of serious adverse events were very rare. Most side effects were considered mild or moderate. Most reported reactions were mild or moderate. Pain in the arm, irritability, crying, sleepiness. No reports of myocarditis. And then it says a little quote. Yeah, so this is so sick. Fauci's endorsement of remdesivir, a poison IV drip, as the standard of care medicine undoubtedly racked up a massive body count. Every hospital used it. This was arguably his most destructive act, most certainly for the pre-mRNA era. It's a slaughter. This guy's a monster too, Gottlieb. I mean, literally, watch TV. It's just like looking at the Goetia, like just demon after demon after demon. This is back in 2021, Albert Bourla. They were saying 100% effective. And now there's these other ones saying that there's just no effectivity. Phase 3 study showed that our COVID-19 was 100% effective, preventing cases in South Africa, 100%. So you really want to keep records of all this stuff. This is Jim Jones. God wants you to drink this. Kathy Hochul, God wants you to take the shot. And they just had one. They just had a statement, I think, from the Health and Human Services where the guy said, God gave you two arms, one for the COVID shot and the other for the flu shot. Anybody else see that? So, and then this is another demon. She changed her story. December 15th, 2020. This is one of the most highly effective vaccines we have in our infectious disease arsenal. July 22, 2022. They're all changing their stories. I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection. I think we overplayed the vaccines. So these guys are all their story. This is a demon too. They admit to major mistakes. We're going to restructure. Yeah. CDC announces overhaul after botching pandemic. They didn't botch it. I think it was all done intentionally. I'm either at the intentional and negligent homicide standard. Nothing else. And it's not, you. They have to know. They have to know a lot of the stuff. I would go to Peter McCullough and follow him too. He's doing really great work. This is a guy who is like in the right place at the right time. A true epidemiologist who actually goes into clinical settings and helps patients. Like he was doing both. Fauci, I don't think, has ever been in a hospital. He's really just an administrator. Somehow he got in there. It's just incredible. No monthly breakdown reports. No monthly safety reports. Who, why, when, where, and how. They never disclosed that. I just said at the beginning, they never got it out. CDC Director Rochelle Walensky was there to tell us that myocarditis was rare but mild, put in perspective. For us, with a stated risk-benefit statement, fails to distinguish between young and old, assumes the vaccines prevent not COVID-19. They don't. Makes cases more mild. These cases of heart damage are indeed rare and mild. That's what they said. But you're never going to get the facts, right? It's never going to come out. And they did. I mean, they've done a lot of pre-study. I mean, they tested this most recent round of injections on 8 mice. And Fauci is on record stating they're in an emergency, but if there's 99% zero positivity, what's the emergency for? It's all fake. These are monsters. So if you see somebody looking at you smiling like this is a demon, it's a literal demon, man. She's horror. She's a horror show. Fauci, Gottlieb, Birx, monsters all. This is vaccine victims. Kimberly Kitchen, fully vaccinated and fully dead. She left a little tweet. I feel so lucky to be fully vaccinated from coronavirus as of today. Thank you to Nurse Janet for being so nice. Please go and get it done for your health, for your peace of mind, for your loved ones, and your country. Dead. There's just tons. I mean, you can see all these horror shows of people. That's the whole thing. The death count is a horror show, but they're not talking about people in between life and death. And unfortunately, I've been following some of those cases. People on social media that have been injured, and it's not good. So it's a horror show. I'll put the links in here. You can just have a really bad day and watch these people telling their story. They know it's from the shot. I think this is the head of Canadian Health or something. And this is just another example. Healthy young guy. Now he has POTS, MCAS, dizziness, cardiofactual issues, fatigue, weaknesses, etc. No help from the government and no help from NHS. That's really another bad thing is that if you get injured, you're on your own, baby. The government's not going to help you. So that's an hour. I think that's probably enough. Do you guys have any questions or anything? I mean, that's just it. I'll put links in the show notes to Died Suddenly News, React 19. There's a couple sites from Australia that we know of, but yeah, it's a nightmare, and I don't know if it's ending. I would not let anybody close to these injections ever. I don't trust any injections at this point. Like, I wouldn't trust anything. I wouldn't trust anything. So I think I'll probably take this video and put it on my Patreon. I'll take it off of YouTube. And you guys can check my Patreon. I have a lot of other stuff from visual stuff from the West Memphis Three. The best, thanks, Kelly. The best way to see all my stuff is really on William Ramsey Investigates at some podcast place, whether it's Podcast Addict, which is a good one, iTunes. And yeah, I wouldn't trust doctors anymore now. I wouldn't trust the pills. There, it's actually a really good video. Maybe on the next stream I'll put it up where a guy takes. I can't remember which pill it was, but he takes the casing for the pill, takes the contents out, takes the casing, breaks it down in water, and takes a magnet, and it's graphene oxide. They're dosing the outside of these pills with graphene oxide, so it's not even in these shots. It's incredible. It's incredible. So if you've taken this stuff, you can get on this FLCC. I would recommend those protocols. Anything anti-inflammatory, definitely ivermectin. It's a miracle drug. Yeah, I mean, there's so many studies. I think it's Corey was the name of the doctor. The book is The War Against Ivermectin. They literally, these guys are monsters. I've heard that pine needle tea is good for you as well. Tons of vitamin C, tons of anti-inflammatory properties. So you don't have to be sure, but don't get another shot. I think McCullough said that 85% of the people are fine after a year. So it's not great odds, but it's better. I mean, you don't want to get sick, but if you haven't had a shot in a long time, don't let them force you. It's forced. Mandates is baloney. We're not ruled by a king. You can make your own body autonomy and sovereignty, and that's very important. I mean, I think these monsters are trying to make decisions for you that are negative, knowingly. So, anyway, I wish you all well, and God bless.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.